Chapter 30 Various Spacecraft Used.
In the course of clearing up details for the publisher of this report, Wendell Stevens had written to SSTO inquiring about more details on the Andromedan spacecraft, that may have been taken down in the hundreds of pages of shorthand, during the discussions with Professor Hernandez. She had confessed to an ignorance of some of the more technical elements of those discussions, and was more interested in the dialogues she better understood. Those were the substance of the first pages on transcribed shorthand notes she sent for examination, and they make up the first 21 chapters of this report. SSTO's description of how she selected the material she sent and her problems in deciding what to deal with next are very illuminating, and are important in understanding how much the real story has been downplayed in its transmission to us for this report. She offers her idea on the possible confusion of our Andromeda constellation only a few hundred light-years distant with the Andromeda galaxy over 800,000 light-years distant, by conservative estimates. After Stevens' inquiries, she had checked with a local astronomer who also agrees that the Andromedan planet Inxtria has to be in the Andromeda constellation in our own galaxy. She logically suggests that some confusion may have come in, due to the professor's possible lack of astronomical knowledge, and an unconscious association of the galaxy with the word Andromeda. She goes on to describe exactly what her awareness of the Pleiadian contacts in Switzerland was, and where her information came from and when, and believes that the professor did not know even this much, thus reducing the potential for feedback from the Swiss case. And then she discovers some untranscribed dialogue on another class of Andromedan ship of intermediate size and clear mention of an even bigger mothership. These new revelations coming at this time are of such importance that this letter becomes a document of itself in this highly unusual report, and so we shall translate it here in its entirety for your examination. Perhaps the most astounding revelation of this letter is the overwhelming inflow of information now flooding the professor. He is being picked up more frequently and is being taken to various places to witness things of such import so often, that he gives up setting down the details in his diary. In fact, he gives up even keeping a diary of his activities, and now the information simply flows from his recollections in such torrents that SSTO is no longer able to get it all down, and so her shorthand notes are unable to keep up with the history. She ends up with long monographs on a given subject expounded on by the professor, which then easily jumps to another subject with no transition between them. The professor's almost casual mention of the considerable variety of special purpose spacecraft used is such a case. He has been in small two-person craft, five-person ships and other small ones. Then he has been taken to intermediate-size craft, that would be considered very large by us, which carry many occupants plus some of the smaller-sized craft. He has also been taken out to a great mothership of immense size, which carries a number of intermediate and many smaller ships inside of it. To stop and describe all of these phenomenal vehicles in detail simply entails too much time and energy, which he did not feel he had to spare, and so he passes over much of this kind of information in his discussions of other things, which he considered the more important, such as the philosophical information and the messages these extraterrestrials had for Earth humanity. A point came where the professor no longer set anything down in writing, and as he remembered something to be added to another thing already described as the, he would call her up and fill in the additional details that might have been overlooked before. Thus the shorthand notes became broken bits of information, disconnected and sometimes scattered, such that their true relationship to the whole was not always clear. A photograph is given of a letter which partly begins to explain this situation. It is a real tragedy that it was simply impossible to take down all the information that was available through the professor before he disappeared.